The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished at and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary? And his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" They took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith." The Gospel of the Lord. So we start off the month of May, which is the month of Mary. We start off with the feast day of Saint Joseph. There are actually two times that we celebrate liturgical feast day in honor of Saint Joseph every year. The 19th of March we celebrate Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary, and today we celebrate Saint Joseph, the worker. And I think we can ask St. Joseph for many graces. If you've ever prayed the Litany of St. Joseph, there's a series of titles that are given to this great saint. And I'd like to maybe pull out a few of them and try to encourage us to pray to him, utilizing these wonderful titles. The first title we can give to St. Joseph is this. He is the terror of demons. So the next time you go up to Montreal, Canada, to make a pilgrimage there, to visit the biggest shrine in the world dedicated to St. Joseph in Montreal, that was built because of Saint Andres Bessette, who was canonized about 2 years ago. The upper church, I believe, is kind of ugly. We all have our own taste, but the lower church, the crypt, is really beautiful. The lower crypt, you have different plaques in honor of Saint Joseph. One is Saint Joseph, the terror of demons, which you see, a person surrounded by devils, and he's invoking Saint Joseph, and all the devils are like this. They're recoiling, terrified by simply the name of Saint Joseph. So all of us have temptations. Let's turn to Saint Joseph. The next time you help out one of the priests, maybe in your free time to do an exorcism, there are many invocations. We invoke Mary, Jesus, Saint Benedict, Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Joseph, who's known as the terror of demons. So let's ask Saint Joseph to help us when we have the devils that are going after us, knowing that we're weak, but God is strong, and Saint Joseph is strong. Second title we give to St. Joseph is he is the patron of fathers. One day, God willing, They're going to be calling you Father or Padre. My youngest brother often says, my brother the Father. My brother the Father. So let's ask St. Joseph for the grace to be true fathers. And you know, we really never renounce our paternity. It's just sublimated, as they say in psychology and theology. The sublimation of our paternity is such that we say no to physical or biological paternity, but we say yes to spiritual paternity. I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example from St. Augustine, if you give me permission. I meditate upon the Word of God. The Word of God, and it goes from the Bible to my eyes. It goes from my eyes to my mind. It goes from my memory, which is in archives, to my understanding, which makes sense out of it. And it goes from my memory, my understanding, it seeps into my will. So the word that I meditated upon is already in my heart. Then I open up my mouth. I have the Word of God in my heart. I have the Word of God in my heart. I open up my mouth, and from my heart, the Word of God is ascending, and it exits from my heart to my mouth in vibrating sounds, which are called words. Those words are concepts. Those concepts are ideas. They go from my lips into your ears, and they go from your ears up to your mind. They go from my mind into your heart. Beautiful, isn't it? That's St. Augustine. St. Augustine. So right now I'm exercising my spiritual paternity by communicating the Word of God that has been conceived in my heart, and you're going to be leaving this church with the Word of God in your heart. That happens every time we preach. So you're called spiritual fathers. When you baptize, you're a spiritual father. When you confess, I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you're a spiritual father giving life. When you celebrate Mass, this is my body, this is my son, this is my body, this is my blood. Christ is being born in your hands. Then you say the body of Christ. He's being born in the hearts of the people that come to your Mass. So we don't deny our paternity, but it's sublimated. It's elevated to a more sublime level. So let's ask St. Joseph that we understand that idea of what is called spiritual paternity. And the last title I'd like to give, Terror of Demons, Patron of Fathers, is the title that St. Teresa of Avila gives to St. Joseph. And it is, he is the master of the interior life. I like that. He's the master of the interior life. Did you know that the Catechism of the Catholic Church also calls another person the master of the interior life? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit also, who is the gift of gifts and the master of the interior life. And what that means is St. Joseph is the master of prayer. What I'm going to say now is mind-boggling. Is this. St. Joseph taught Jesus how to pray. Jesus had two natures. They are the human nature and the divine nature in one person, the hypostatic union with the incarnation. So Jesus in his divine nature couldn't learn. because God cannot be perfected. But in his human nature, Jesus had to learn. It's called experiential knowledge. You'll learn that in your first year of theology. Okay? Experiential knowledge. So, Jesus was taught how to speak and how to say, Abba, Father. The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. He was taught by Saint Joseph. So I think it's a great way to conclude our retreat. Not a great, but an excellent way to conclude our retreat is by asking Saint Joseph to teach us how to pray. And I conclude with this one last idea. Myself, being a teacher, I can teach you how to pray. But I cannot give you the desire to pray. Sorry, I can't give you that. I can teach you how to pray. That I can do. But giving you the desire to pray, as we say in New York, you can take the horse to water, but you can't make the horse drink the water. Maybe you heard that expression, okay? So I can teach you how to pray, but I cannot give you the desire to pray. That you've got to beg Mary and Saint Joseph, the angels and saints, that as a result of this mini retreat, all of you will have a great desire to pray. And Saint Augustine says this, he who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well. Amen.